I've got eyes that can see inside.
Get off of social media and enjoy the present moment. Did you know that all the time you spend on your phone could lead to anxiety and depression?
Gregory.
Do you ever actually stop and think about how much time you spend on your phone?
No.
Don't you ever want a break from all the things trying to grab your attention on your phones,
no,
such as Twitter notifications or Snapchats?
Oh.
Well, I have good news for you.
Yay.
through your own willpower, you could detach from the phone and fully enjoy the things going on and around you.
To find yourself on YouTube Shorts.
Mm-hmm. Try putting your phone on silent.
No.
Turning off notifications for specific apps. And then most importantly, turn on your radio or a speaker and head to WRUV.org, where you can listen to some fresh jams ranging from a variety of different genres, which you have to use your phone for. This message was brought to you by your well-disciplined smartphone users here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
I'd say I'm the least smartphone user disciplined person.
I'm no better.
Yeah. It was bad. I deleted Instagram for...
I deleted Instagram for finals week, and I'm currently using DJ Digit's phone for Instagram.
Yes. So you're still using Instagram. But for a moment, there is no Instagram, technically.
Technically,
which is good.
Yeah, that's why I found myself on shorts instead on Friday.
Shorts are still fun.
Yeah, they're like weirder.
Yeah, they're like more demented reels.
Yeah, I like go for the, oof, those are rough sometimes.
What?
Your reels.
Yeah, my reels have like, I've thrown my phone away from myself because of what I've seen on reels.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
Yeah. I find myself on YouTube shorts for different forms of making instant ramen videos.
It makes me very hungry.
It makes me so hungry.
And you always get the best cooking reels or the best food reels come for your feed.
I love food.
No
I need
pun
like...
intended.
Oh my gosh, finals week is rough.
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
As we sit in here, lollygagging along with the show. You know, we've previously just played the newest from LCD Sound System, X-Ray Eyes, which DJ Goose had the pleasure of seeing in Brooklyn.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah.
At the Knockdown Center. They do it every year. Fun fact, because my dad has always been wanting to go, so he took me and one of my really good friends from here to go see them. And they just play. It's like right outside of Brooklyn and Queens, and they play at the Knockdown Center now every year, like 3 or 4 weekends straight.
So
and just
cool.
To get to play again, and it was really fun.
They're an amazing band. I bet they put on an amazing performance. Amazing
yeah.
Lights.
The lights were awesome.
James is an amazing front man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic yeah. Group.
It was fun.
Yes. And previously to that was When I Hear Music from Debbie Deb, featured on the Kendrick Lamar record, GNX, on his song Squabble Up. That was the main sample, which haven't stopped playing that. Ever
we
since
were in the library
out.
And DJ Didge was like, I can't lock in. The funk's too good.
The funk is too good. I was listening. Yeah. I wasn't listening to Debbie Deb, but I was listening to something I'll play later on. We have got a little Shaka Khan set up later
Ooh,
on with some Rufus. Shaka Khan. And we'll play some more LCD Sound System out there.
Yay.
Yeah. We got plenty of stuff coming up.
Yeah. Plenty coming up. Plenty to talk about. I'm so excited to talk more.
Yes.
No, we're not supposed to do that.
We're not supposed to meow?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Did we do it our last show?
I think
so. Sorry if you were missing us on your radio dial last week. Okay, he's making a face because of the way I said that. So
yeah, we were sued for the meowing. It was ugly.
What?
We were sued.
By whom?
By the FCC. They were like, you can't imitate a cat
on air.
And
so
then,
can we do dogs instead? You're
no.
much better. Your dog's probably listening. It's like, where is he?
No, my dog doesn't have access to a phone. He's being conscious about his smartphone usage and staying off.
Your dog's also like a 60-year-old man.
In his alternate persona that I've given him. Yes.
Yeah.
My dog, Gus. Full name, Augustino.
Augustino?
Yeah, you knew that.
I forgot about the... No, I did not know that.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Even my dog has like a shortened name. But, you know, an extension as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel. Mabel doesn't really have like a... She's more of like a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like... She can growl.
Yeah.
Maybe for our next segment, when we're talking, I can just hold my phone up and we can just listen to Mabel bark for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. It wouldn't sound that much different than the two of us.
Than me?
No,
dang.
not you. I didn't say you.
Us.
I meant the two of us conversing.
Just yapping.
Yeah, I'll find a video of me and of Gus.
Yeah.
Like going like.
Perfect. Oh my gosh.
Oh, what do we have to take?
Take them. One, two, three, four.
For those who couldn't pick up, there was an alarm that went off for 8:17. DJ Goose has a very specific alarm system. It's never a number with a 5 at the end or a 0.
Well, that's too even. My body won't wake up. It needs to be shocked by an off time.
You're asleep. Time is not a factor. You're not going to know what time it is.
But like 8:25, then like, oh, it's so boring. 8:23. Whoo!
Your body is unconscious. It's not going to know.
And no, this is how I got up for a class in high school. Because at 8:23, you can then get 2 more minutes to sleep in until 8:25.
It works for TJ Goose. It works.
I think I'm super smart.
I think you are as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sleep deprived.
Last night we were doing work and watching Godfather 2 and eating McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
Yes, listening to Krungbin.
Were we listening to Krungbin?
Yes, our music session
for 3 seconds.
Yeah, for 3 seconds we were listening to Krungbin. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to bed and we're still sleep deprived. And
the good news for all of you dear listeners, all of the mountains are now open, which means we can all go skiing. I love skiing.
Y'all can all go skiing.
DJ Ditch here doesn't ski or snowboard.
But I admire the appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no place for me on that mountain.
Oh.
As of right now, I don't know. Maybe later on I can pop on some skis and hike up a hill and go down and try not to hurt myself and...
So much hurting. I'm a snowboarder, and yesterday on one of, like, I did on at Bush, they had a couple like good powder runs if you hike to them, and then I fell on one of the only uncovered parts of that whole run, and that was really painful. DJ did.
I have antics.
Antics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a great week, I believe, to go skiing as well. I believe there's going to be more snowfall up here in Burlington. And if anything, if I'm not a skier, I am embracing the true Vermont fashion. Mm-hmm. Listen to 2 Fish albums today.
He put it on. He was like, listen to this. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, uh-uh.
Yeah, it usually...